Today's Amud is Yevamos Mem Zayin Amin Aleph. We're holding on Mem Vav Amin Beis, the second line from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanon. So says the Gemara, continuing the sugya of Geirus, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, that Misha Ba, someone who comes, who we assumed until now that he was a guy, we know that he was a guy, and he comes to us, Va'amer, and he says that Gerani, that you should know I converted. So the Shaila is, do we believe him? We know he was a guy, now he's coming and he's saying that he converted. Do we believe him? Says the Braisa, then Yachol Nikablenu, I might think that we should believe him, we should take him in, Tamulaymar Itcha. We dash it from the Pasuk by Geiris where it says Itcha, it says V'chiyagur Itcha Ger, Itcha means B'muchzak Lecha. That it has to be that he's muchzak by you, that he did a proper Geiris, but if he's not muchzak by you, if you don't have a proper system of verifying the fact that he converted, so then we do not believe him. Ba ve'ed of imai minayin. How do I know that if he comes with edim that he's believed? Now, obviously, if he comes with mamish edim that are testifying that we saw him convert in Bezdin, so then we don't even need a drasha. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly what we need this drasha for. But says the Braisa that I might think that how do I know that if he comes with edim, so then we believe him? Tamulaymar v'chiyager itchager. Really, the drush is from v'chiyager. Rashi explains that mikom akoyim, however he comes to you, meaning even if he's just coming with Edim, so we believe him. Again, the question is what exactly does that mean? Obviously, if he's mamish has Edim, then of course we believe him. So what's this case of Edim? The Gemara will explain shortly. The Braisa continues. The pasuk says ba'artzachem, says v'chiyager itchager ba'artzachem. So since it says the word ba'artzachem in your land, so I might think ainli ela ba'aretz that we only are mekabel geirim in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's only ba'aretz in our land. Our land is Eretz Yisrael, so maybe it's only in Eretz Yisrael that we're mekabel geirim. But chutz la'aretz minayin. How do I know that we're mekabel geirim even in chutz la'aretz? Tamulaymer itcha bekol makoyim. Itcha, we darshan from Itcha, that wherever you are, and the Gemara is going to explain that, we already darshan the word Itcha to tell us, b'muchzak l'cha, so how can we darshan Itcha a second time, the Gemara will explain. The MK, ma'atam u'laymar ba'aret, so ask the Gemara, ask the Braisa on itself, so if really we're mekabel geirim everywhere in the world, even outside Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz, so then why does the Pasuk mention ba'aretz? Says the Braisa, it's coming to teach us that ba'aretz tzarech lahavi raya, b'chutz la'aretz ein tzarech lahavi raya. Divei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda explains that the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is not in whether or not we're Mekabel Geirim, or Mekabel Geirim even in Chutz La'aretz. The difference is in bringing the Raya. In Eretz Yisrael, Tzarech Lahavi Raya. You have to bring a Raya to the Geirus. It has to bring a Raya, because otherwise, we have to suspect that maybe he's really just wants to come to Eretz Yisrael because things are so nice in Eretz Yisrael. It's nice to live in Eretz Yisrael. And maybe he didn't really convert, so we need to really have a raya that he really converted in Beis Din. However, in Chutz La'aretz, ein tzarech lahavi raya, because in Chutz La'aretz, anyways, it's not like things are as good in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, if someone's saying that he converted, there's no reason not to believe him. Why else would he be saying that he's a yid? Salamai, it must be, he's telling the truth, and in Chutz La'aretz, we'll believe him. That's the sheet of Rabbi Huda. The Chachamim argue, and the Chachamim say that no, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, tzarech lahavi raya. That even in Eretz Yisrael, no matter where a person is, he always has to bring a raya, even in Chutz La'aretz, even in Eretz Yisrael, both in Eretz Yisrael and even in Chutz La'aretz, even in Chutz La'aretz, a person needs to bring a raya, and that's what the Chachamim say. So now the question on the Chachamim is, what do they do with the fact that the Torah says Ba'aretzachem? It sounds like there's some sort of difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara will ask that, and the Gemara will explain. So the Gemara is going to go back now and explain a lot of different nekudais in the Braisa. So the Braisa had mentioned that bohu ve'ed of imai, that if he comes with edim, so we believe him because the Torah says v'chiyagur, which we darshan b'chol makoyim. So ask the Gemara now, kral lamali, why do I need to have a pasuk to teach me that if he comes with Edom that he's believed, of course he has Edom. So I'm Rav Sheshes explains that he doesn't mamish have Edom that say that they saw him converting a Bezdin. The Amri, rather, what the Edom are saying is that Shamanu Shenizgayer Bebezdin Shoplani. We heard there are rumors out there that he converted in such and such a Bezdin. And we were living in the town and we heard these rumors, that's what they're coming and saying. Not that we actually saw the Gerish, just that we know that there are, we verify that there are Taka rumors that this person converted. So Salgadai Dechaminu Leilaham Nayu Saim, I think we shouldn't believe them because that's not Mamish Edis. Kamash Malan. And no, that over here, the Mepharshim explained, it's just a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. They're just reporting the fact that he really converted in Bezdin. It's not a Tyrus Edis, it's just a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. And Mamela, such a thing, they would be Neman. And that's what we're darshaning from the Pasuk. The Bryce had mentioned that from Ba'aretz, or really from Ba'artzachem, we say that Ein Liela Ba'aretz. I might think you're only Makabel Geirim in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutzar, it's Minayin Tam Olaymer Itcha. We darshan from Itcha, B'chol Makoyim She'itcha. Wherever you are, even in Chutzar, it's where Makabel Geirim. Ask the Gemara, V'ha Afikdei. You already darshaned Itcha in the beginning of the Bryce to learn B'muchzak Lecha. So how can you darshan it a second time? So says the Gemara, Chada Meitcha v'Chada Meimach. It's two different drashas, two different psukim. One's darshaning from the word Itcha, and one's darshaning from the word Imach. The second drasha was not from Itcha. It's a Tais in the Braisa, the Nusach. It's not Itcha, rather it's Imach. Imach b'chol makim she'imach, wherever you are, even in Chutzlaretz, we're Mekabel Gerim. Not just in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutzlaretz. It's a different drasha entirely. We mentioned in the Braisa that the Shita of the Chachamim is that even in Chutz La'aretz, a ger has to bring a raya when he's coming to say that he converted. So ask the Gemara, but it says Ba'aretz, or Ba'aretzachem, it says Ba'aretz, so clearly there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. What do the Chachamim do with that? Says the Gemara, that there is a difference, but not in the Kabbalah's Geirus, not in the raya, sorry, not in the bringing a raya about the Geirus, but actually in the actual Kabbalah's Geirus. The Afilu Ba'aretz Mekabalim Geirim. The Chiddush is that even in Eretz Yisrael, we're Mekabal Geirim. The Salvatai Techamina, I might have thought to say that Mishum Tivusa the Eretz Yisrael Kamagairi. That maybe we shouldn't even be Mekabal Geirim. Not just that we would need to have to bring a raya, but maybe we shouldn't even be Mekabal Geirim in Eretz Yisrael, because they're just coming to convert because Eretz Yisrael is so nice. That's why they're coming to convert. And they're not having intentions to convert Lishma. They're having the wrong Kavanis. So maybe we shouldn't accept Gerim entirely. And even Vahashtanami, even nowadays, not just in the times of old, even nowadays, Deleka Tivusa, where we don't mamish have all the pride of Eretz Yisrael today, but Lamaisa, there are still tremendous benefits. We don't have, it's not Eretz Zavas Chalavu Dvash today, Rashi explains, but Ika Leka Chik, but there are still all these other benefits, all these matnaisaniyim, leka chichu peyo maisrani, and maybe that's why the person's coming to convert, because he wants the benefits. So kamash malon, then no, ba'artzuchem, that even in Eretz Yisrael, we're mekabel gerim, even in Eretz Yisrael. Now what's the halacha? Bottom line, it's machlaikas between Rabbi Yudin and the Chachamim, had the darsh in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Chibar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yechnan, that the halacha is bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, tzarech lahavi raya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only in Eretz Yisrael that you had to bring a raya. In chutz la'aretz, you don't have to bring a raya. The Chachamim argued that in both places, even in chutz la'aretz, you need to bring a raya. And says Rabbi Yechnan that the halacha is like the Chachamim, that even in chutz la'aretz, the ger has to bring a raya. So ask the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious that the halacha is going to follow the Chachamim, because the Chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, with the Yachid, and Yachid v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rabim. The halacha always follows the Rabim. So why do I need Rabbi Yechlan to tell us that the halacha is like the Chachamim? Says the Gemara, because ma'u d'teima mistaber taima de Rabbi Yehuda. I might think that Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is more mistaber, it's more logical, because l'maisa, the pasuk is mashma like him. The pasuk of imach is more mashma, that b'chol makam she'imach, that even in chutz la'aretz, you could, we're mekabel geirim. Not like the chachamim are darshaning, that you need to bring a raya. So, kamashma olan, that Rabbi Yechanan, they know that the halacha is still gonna follow the chachamim. Even though it's more mistaber like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha still follows the chachamim. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Ushfatetem tzedek bein ishu bein achiv u bein geiroi. Redaxer from here that it says a lashon of mishpat by the lashon of geiris ubein geiroi then we can't amr Rabbi Yehuda that gerish and esgayer bebezden hareze ger a ger has to be in esgayer in front of a bezden but beinai lebein atzmai ain't a ger but if he converts amongst himself if he just makabel mitzvahs on his own gives himself a mila goes himself into the mikvah so then that's not a valid geiris he's not considered a ger it says the gemara there's a ma'isa be'echad a story about an individual who was assumed to be a Jew, and then he spilled the beans. Shabbat Lebeit Lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. He came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Va'amar Lai, and he says to Rabbi Yehuda that you should know Nisgayarti Beinin Lebein Atzmi that you should know I'm really a convert and I converted by myself. I didn't go in front of a bezdin. So Amar Lai Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to him that Yeshuch Eidim. Do you have Eidim that's true that you converted in private or whether you converted in private or in front of bezdin? You're coming to say make a claim. We were assuming until now you were Jewish. You're coming to say that really you're not because you converted in private. You have Eidim that saw that you converted not in front of Bezdin. So Amar Lei Lav. So the man said, no, I do not have Eidim. Yeshuch Abanim. So then Rabbi Yehuda asked him, do you have any children? So Amar Lei Hain. He said, yes, I have children. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda gave him the following psak. He said, "Nemun ata lifsolas asmecha, viata nemun lifsolas banecha." With regards to your children, you're not believed. You're not allowed to pass through your children. Until now, you were mukhzak to be a yid, and you're coming to say otherwise, and you're going to damage your children. You're going to turn them into gayim. You have no right. You have no nemanis about that. For yourself, so then there's a concept, Taisus explains, of shaviyei nafshi chaticha disura. That the person could anytime go up to a piece of meat and say it's treif, and even if he's not going to be neman in situations where he's not neman, klapei himself, he's always neman. Because the person always has the ability to aser something to himself. So said Rabbi Yehuda to the man that with regards to your children, you're not neman. With regards to yourself, that you should be treated now as a guy, at least for sure, l'chumra, so then for sure, then you're neman because shaviyei nafshi chaticha disura. That was the psak Rabbi Yehuda gave him. But with regards to the children, so that was clear from Rabbi Yehuda that the man does not have nemanis. Ask the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Abanim Le Mehemen, is that really true? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the father doesn't have nemanis about his children's status? Vatani, but we learned in the Braisa otherwise. We learned in the Braisa darshins from the word Yakir by the parsha of Bechar. It says that the father is Yakir, the lashon of the pasuk is Kiasa Bechar Ben Asanua, Yakir, Lasis Le Pishnayim, that the father has the nemanis to identify which one of his children is the Bechar with regards to Yerusha, that he should get the double portion. So we learn now from this word Yakir, that Yakirenu la'achirim, that he has nemanos to tell others which one's the Bechar. And Mikan Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda learned from this drasha, that neman adam leimer zebeni Bechar, that a person's believed to say that this son of mine, he's the Bechar, and said Rabbi Yehuda, that ukeshem sheneman leimer zebeni Bechar, just like he has nemanos to say that this child is the Bechar, kach neman leimar b'niza ben grushahu ben chalutzahu. A person also has nemanis l'chumra. He has nemanis to say about one of his children that they're possible, that it's a ben grusha, it's a ben chalutza, that the spouse that he was with at the time was a grusha or a chalutza, and the child is a chalul, is not a kasher or kayin. He doesn't have nemanis, but Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the father does have nemanis. So why is it that when this ger came to Rabbi Yehuda, and he said that I converted amongst myself, I wasn't in front of a bezdin, so why did Rabbi Yehuda tell him that he's not neman klapei his children? I thought Rabbi Yehuda shita is that a father is neman about his children, even to passel them. So says the Gemara to Terutzim. Says the Gemara Terutz number one, that there's a big difference between the two cases. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hachi ka amar lei. By the case of the ger, this is what Rabbi Yehuda was telling him. Of course a father has nemanis to passel his child. B'derech klal, a father has nemanis to passel his child. That's what Rabbi Yehuda learns from Yakir. So what was the pshat by the ger? Hachi ka amar lei. This is what Rabbi Yehuda was telling the ger. That what do you want to say? That you should have nemanis to passel your children? Lidvarecha, according to your words, according to your shita, that your geiris was passel, so then ayvi kechavimata. So you, Lishitascha, are saying about yourself that you're a guy. Vein edus oivikachavim. So then already you lost the drasha of Yakir. Because if you, Lishitascha, you're a guy, so then you don't have the pasuk of Yakir. You don't have the drasha of Yakir. You don't have nemanis about your children. A yid has nemanis, has a drasha of Yakir that he's neman about his child, even to passel him. But if you, Lishitascha, you're coming to say you're a guy, so then you can't be neman about your children. It's like the chapi teretz of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Ravina Amar, a different teretz. Ravina says that Hachik Amar Lei, that this is what Rabbi Yehuda was telling the ger, that Yeshucha Banim, Hain. Yeshucha B'nei Banim, Hain. Rabbi Yehuda asked him not just one question, do you have children? To which the man responded, yes. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda asked him also, do you have any grandchildren? And to that, the man also said yes, that he has grandchildren. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yehuda said to him, that Neman Ata Livso Banecha, Viata Neman Livso Bnei Banecha. That if you have children, so then you're Neman. You're Neman about children. Yakir, we dash it from Yakir. A father is Neman about his children, even to passel them. But once you have grandchildren and it's going to affect your grandchildren, so then already you're not Neman. You can't be Neman about your grandchildren, Mamela then about the children that are going to affect them. You can't be Neman about your grandchildren. That there's no drasha of Yakir that you should have any sort of Nemanus about your grandchildren. And again, Taisa speaks out that once there's not going to be Nemanus because there's grandchildren, so then there won't even be Nemanus on the children. So when is there Nemanus on the Banim? Only in a case where there's only Banim. But once there are grandchildren, so then he loses the Nemanus. Then the Shaila is, so if he has Nemanus on the children, and then the children have grandchildren, how exactly that works out, that's, I believe, discussed by the Rishayim. But that's what Taisa explains. So now says the Gemara Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Neman Adam Laimer Abunai Katan, Vein Neman Abunai Gadol. That a person, so we'll see really in the Gemara soon, that this is really discussing the din of Yakir by when it comes to Bechar, that a person is believed about his Benoi Katan, we'll see soon what that means, he's believed about his minor child, but he's not believed about his Vein Neman Abunai Gadol. But he's not Neman to say about his Benoi Gadol that he's a Bechar. V'am Rabbi Barabam Rabbi Yechna, what does this mean? Lai Katan Katan Mamish, like gadol gadol mamish. We're not talking about the age of the child, whether or not he's above bar mitzvah or not. Ela katan v'yesh leibanim zehu gadol. Gadol means a child who has children, meaning that there are grandchildren. In situations where there are grandchildren, where there's a benoy gadol, so then the father does not have nemanis about the grandchild. Whereas gadol ve'en leibanim, even if he's bar mitzvah, but if he doesn't have children, meaning there are no grandchildren, zehu katan, that's what the Braisa refers to as benoy katan. So a father's believed about benoy katan, but he's not neman about benoy gadol. He's not neman about grandchildren. And says the Gemara that the hilchasa kevase Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, the halacha lemaisa follows Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak. That really, the difference was between the two cases is that it could be there is nemanis for grandchildren. It's just that by the case of the ger, what Rabbi Yehuda was telling him is that l'dvarecha you're a guy and that's why you don't have nemanis. But be'etzim a father would be believed to passel his child even if that's going to affect the grandchildren. So ask the Gemara, how could you say that the halacha is going to follow Nachum bar Yitzchak v'atanya kevasi de Ravina? But we brought a braisa that seems to support Ravina that the nemanis does not extend to the grandchildren. Says the Gemara, who in Yakir Itmar. Like we said, that Braisa was really just discussing the din of Yakir. But when it comes to passeling a child, so then a father would be neman to passel the child, even if it's going to affect the grandchild. That's not, the Braisa is not Saiser that halacha. The Braisa is not mamish like Ravina, it's a support to Ravina. But it's not mamish muchach like Ravina, and really the halacha follows of Nachum bar Yitzchak.